Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show from Newport, Rhode Island, Jelani Tavai, Patriots linebacker on a Patriots Friday at 7:30, and then the great Jay Leno with us at the Audrain Automobile Museum at 8:45. Good show to watch on Twitch. If you love cars, we will be surrounded by incredible, rare, exquisite vehicles tomorrow morning. So good. I mean, any day you should watch the show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. You should watch the show on YouTube. Do the same there. But good day for that tomorrow. Right now, though, we got to get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Don Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the ass.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a back and forth on what they said yesterday. Where do you want to start this morning, Chime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Sam Kennedy. He was on the Fenway Rundown podcast. And for people like Curtis, who don't believe that John Henry is very involved or cares very much about the current Boston Red Sox product, Sam Kennedy won't be having that. Here is what he said.
There is this perception of John, largely, you know, driven by people who sort of aren't dealing with him, who don't talk to him regularly, that maybe somehow he's not actively involved. I can assure you he's on the most important committees at Major League Baseball. He is leading our franchise as our principal owner. He does give us a lot of rope in management, in, you know, me as CEO, Brez as chief baseball officer.
Yeah, we know your title.
But he is incredibly involved and is as passionate about the team as he ever has been.
Hey,
Curtis is pissed when he puts his hands over his eyes. Just wait for that to happen.
But it's, what a douchey thing to say. Well, those of you who don't talk to him and formulate an opinion on him, I don't know, Sam, maybe if he spoke for himself, we could judge it.
Maybe if he showed up at the ballpark like, every once in a while.
What a condescending thing to say to your fan base.
Well, I also
think maybe I'd have a different feeling about him if I, knew what he felt.
It's not the media's fault or the fans' fault that they don't know him. Like, people would love to talk with him and ask him these questions, yes. But he doesn't give them the opportunity.
They want him to show up.
God, that is so disingenuous.
John! Hey, Raffy!
Hey, anybody!
How else would we formulate an opinion on the guy, honestly? When was the last time he was made available and answered questions directly that are important to the fans that pay for his team?
It's been a long time.
Like, so why is that our fault?
When's the last time we've seen John Henry?
He was at spring training.
At spring training.
And I'll have you know, Chris Curtis and Greg Hill, John Henry on the Major League Baseball Party Planning Committee. He's doing a great job. You should wait and see our Cinco de Mayo event.
Those are hard committees to be on.
Uh-huh. I mean,
that is so bad.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, there's one other guy who seems to be joining the Rob Ninkovich side of the street, Wiggy. He does not agree with us that Drake May should play, and that would be one James Sweetfeet White. Here is what James White said about the Patriots playing Drake May.
Everybody calling for May to get in there, trying to, you know, pick apart, you know, Jacoby, find all the clips where they think somebody's running open and all that. Yeah, I'm sure Jacoby missed some throws. I'm sure he scrambled when, you know, he probably shouldn't have on some of that. But that's what happens when ain't nobody blocking up front. You don't trust it. You don't trust it. Your eyes be in the wrong place every now and then. Y'all think you're going to throw a rookie out there. He's just going to go out there, shred it up, and handle business. I don't think so. You know, your best offensive lineman, David Andrews, got hurt like the first quarter, second quarter of the game. So that's tough. You know, your backup center. Playing with a lot of backups on, you know, up front, man. Like, I don't see why anybody's trying to say Drake May needs to go out there and play. It's just, it's too much going on.
See, I think that's where people.
Sorry, Yeah, but what's going on, Wiggy?
Right, but see, I think where people who are not around here a lot or don't listen a lot miss the point. No one expects him to go up out there and shred it up.
No. Like,
the only reason why we want to see him get out there is for the learning experience.
You're basically looking at it for next season.
Yes.
Like, you don't want to waste a whole season with him sitting on the bench.
Right.
And whether he goes out and is better than Jacoby Brissett or not,
right,
is really, it sounds like, irrelevant to you two.
It's irrelevant.
When it comes to the Wiggenshimes, it is irrelevant how well he plays.
I also think it's a misconception, too. Like, I wish Jacoby Brissett was able to run more. Like, that's one of the reasons I want Drake May in there, because I know athletically he can run and scramble more. Like, that's, I understand how bad the offensive line is,
mm-hmm,
and one of the ways you overcome that is with a quarterback who can move. So if Drake May can go out and get you a 3-yard positive play, I'd take that every time over a sack or an incompletion.
And for me, you're right, Greg. Whether he goes out there and he's great or whether he goes out there and he struggles, now at least it says, okay, what do we have to do to make him better? What type of pieces do you have to... Here's what I want. Here's what it will show me. If he plays week five, what it shows me, has he improved by week 10? Is he still making the same mistakes? And then week 10, has he improved by, say, week 13, 14?
Yeah.
And so that's what it shows me. Okay, he's headed in the right direction, or he's not fixing the simple mistakes.
I mean, does anybody think that Jacoby Brissett is going to be your quarterback here next season?
No, absolutely not.
Is
no.
he even going to be in the league next season?
He might be coaching in the league.
Yeah, he might be on the staff with Mayo.
You're just wasting time with him,
right,
especially when you're not winning football games.
And that's all it is for me, is how does he advance?
How does he progress?
That's it. Does he, you know, so that's all I want to see.
All right, Chime, what else?
I got a quick one for you here. So the Celtics are at practice getting ready for their season to begin, I believe, the end of this month. And they've done some different things in warm-ups, not necessarily just stretches, you know. They're incorporating playing things like handball. And Peyton Pritchard is here to tell you he's the best overall athlete on the team.
Ooh.
Here is P. Pritch.
Well, I like the warm-ups a lot better instead of just the generic stretches. Like, that gets boring, so we've kind of treated it kind of like almost like kids, you know. We played handball, we played football, wiffle ball, and the walking one, so they're more fun, it's more competitive, so I think it's the juice is flowing.
Who was the best at handball?
I was, for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm probably the best overall athlete overall, all sports on the team.
If we had a Celtic decathlon, you'd be the guy.
I'd 100% be the guy. JV might think he might be. I mean, we are actually D. White and them, Sam. We have some good ones, but I think through all sports, I think I get it.
Brother, did you see the picture of Jaylen Brown?
Yeah, he's shredded.
Yeah,
Jaylen looks like he'd be a good football player.
I like a good humble brag, though.
Hey, he's confident in his skills, P. Pritch. That's your boy, man.
Okay.
What are they doing? Speed walking relay races?
Yeah, yes. Speed walking relay races. It was funny when they were saying, you know, other teams, you know, thinking they're going to take down the Celtics and the Celtics are worried than that video.
He said, man, he's the best in handball.
Season is creeping up. What do we got, a couple weeks?
Yeah.
Couple weeks until
Bruins start a week from today, I believe, and then the Celtics start in a couple weeks. It's going
to
be great.
Yeah. That night, you're going to have to get in the Garden at 3 p.m. for that game because of the rings and the banner and all of the things.
Yeah.
So, is that, Curtis, ticket selling for a lot for opening night with the banner and the rings?
It is. Let me check that out. Celtics home opener.
I would imagine that it is selling for a pretty penny on the secondary market.
I would say it's a slightly tougher ticket than Patriots-Dolphins this Sunday.
I don't know, man. Patriots-Dolphins seems like it's going to be jam-packed.
The Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming on Christmas Eve. That looks like a great event.
They always play. They come here and they play. They do the light show and they play their Christmas songs.
What is the date of the Celtics? I don't know if these are preseason. What's the actual opening date?
October 22nd.
There we go.
Knicks
Celtics. Here we go. Tuesday, 7:30.
It's going to be a good one.
I'm on Ticketmaster minus the fees. It's only $20,000. No, the get-in price is $400.
Yeah,
it's my birthday. Maybe I could go.
Reasonable.
Great call. Let's see. We got $447 per ticket, balcony 324. When you include the fees, it's $16,000. How is that legal? How would we not
really sneak up on you?
It's unbelievable.
I thought we weren't allowed to have monopolies in this world.
But, like, it is obscene.
Yeah.
You click on a ticket, and by the time you're checking out, it's like a flight to London.
Yeah.
That's a good one, though, with the Knicks just trading for Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
It'll be a good game.
I hope that all the New York celebrity losers are in the stands as well. Nothing's better than watching the Knicks lose and watch the awkward high five between Jon Stewart and Ben Stiller.
Well, unfortunately for him, Spike Lee is now getting into it arguing with WNBA players during WNBA.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, is he a big New York Liberty guy?
I think he is.
I think he is.
Nice.
So, I don't know. It's kind of a downgrade.
He hates the Fever, too. He hates all those Indiana teams.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Shime. That is They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up, we'll get to Courtney in the news at 7:30 and find out whether a viral outbreak signals the end of Wiggy's favorite appetizer. That is coming up during the news at 7:30. But right now, Courtney, in what is trending this hour?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trending now brought to you by The 99. Gerard Mayo has confirmed that David Andrews is headed for shoulder surgery. That's likely ending his play this season.
But that means he'll probably be back next season.
I would imagine so. Yeah. I mean, or he just does the surgery and then after says, you know what, I'm done. But instead of him just trying to play through a final season and getting the surgery after, that would signal to me retirement instead of going this route. But we will wait and see. And it seems like we now know the potential landing spots for Devontae Adams. Adams has reportedly told the Raiders which teams he would prefer to go to. Those teams are the Jets and the Saints. And now Ian Rappaport has a story this morning that says Adams wants to play for the Jets. But the All-Pro is open to landing with other teams, and he hasn't demanded to be traded anywhere specific. Las Vegas will take the best deal.
I'm telling you, just keep an eye out for Buffalo here.
All right.
Flip that second-round pick they got for Stephon Diggs, add a fourth next year, and boom, Devontae Adams is a Buffalo Bill.
I heard Aaron Rodgers is willing to part with Robert Saleh for Devontae Adams.
I bet Rodgers wants him bad. That's going to be a huge pickup for whoever gets Devontae Adams.
Yep.
Huge. If Buffalo gets him, hey, that because that's what Josh Allen is missing. I know the Saints because him and Derek Carr went to school together. So
yeah, but I mean,
they really love each other.
I mean, he and Rodgers were excellent.
Rodgers would love that.
So, by the way, did you see that text? Somebody inquired about a suite for Banner Night.
Uh-huh.
18 people, $46,000.
Oh.
Wow.
I don't know if that includes food or not.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Well, Wick,
honestly,
got some extra tickets laying around.
If you have 17 other people or 9 couples.
Yeah.
That's not, I mean, when you consider what you get versus what the balcony seats are.
$25.55 a person.
That's a lot.
$2,500 a person?
Not when your daddy's paying for it.
Yeah, that's a lot of bread.
But, I mean, or your company.
Yeah. No, it's not that bad, really, Curtis.
When you think about what you're, $500 for one seat in the nosebleeds?
Right.
Am I living in La La Land? Like, $2,500 a person for a suite, and we have no idea food and beverage.
Foods come with that beverage.
I don't
know. Come on.
Have you ever gotten a suite for like a concert there?
Courtney, how much did you spend on your shoes for the garden party this afternoon? I'm guessing $1,000.
They were
probably the outfit.
They were $3.99. Those were gifted, my shoes for today.
All right. So
and
you gotta
my
bring
outfit
them back?
Is rented.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So $3.99. Yes. They were gifted by Santo?
Oh, no. They were gifted by a brand.
Oh.
LaRude. They're great.
Okay. So you got tagged them tonight.
Oh, yeah. I always do. Thursday Night Football has the Bucks at Falcons. And in baseball, the Padres have swept the Braves to move on out of the wild card round and will take on the Dodgers in the NL Divisional Series. The Tigers swept the Astros and are taking on the Guardians. And the Royals swept the Orioles and are taking on the Yankees. That's in the AL. And lastly, we'll wait to see who will face off with the Phillies on the other side of the NL Divisional, with the Mets and Brewers tied at a game apiece. And it's here. The prime rib dinner is back at the Nine. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime rib served with your choice of two sides. Available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday. You gotta love the Nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I love being right. So two seats, Loge 12, center court, front row of the Loge, not floor.
Yep. Okay.
$7,800.
Wow.
Including fees.
Wow.
So
wow.
You get 18 people in a suite for 46 suite. Grand. It's a good deal.
It's a great deal.
Yeah, give me a suite.
I wouldn't spend anywhere near that.
We should do it.
I think Ken's got it in the budget.
Does he?
Yeah. Right. Just have to fire a couple.
My card will probably get declined, but
do we not have a WEI or Odyssey suite at the Garden?
No, we don't.
No.
We only have a suite at Gillette and at Fenway.
At the DCU Center. Yeah. 51 degrees, mostly sunny, afternoon high of 72.
I require a douche move ruling on the actions of an NFL owner, and we'll do that next before we get to the news.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.